The Mishnah continue to list the various items that come in different forms. Sometimes they can become tome even with a level of tumas medras because they are designated for a purpose that supports the weight of a person. And if that is the case, then they are also able to become tome with all other kinds of impurities as well. The second form of each of the items which are listed in the Mishnah is something that's considered a kli, so it can become tome, but it's not supporting a person's weight, and therefore it can't become tome via tumas medras. And the third form of that item that the Mishnah will mention is something that cannot become tome at all because it's not considered to be a kli. Sholish mitos hein, there are three kinds of beds. Ha'asiyo l'shchiva, a regular bed that is made for lying down on. Tmei midras, that can obviously become tome via the transfer of impurity by tumas medras. If a zov, or somebody with a similar level of impurity, supports his weight on there, he lies down on the bed, then the bed itself would become an av hatumah, a primary level of impurity that can even make other people or other kalim tome if they come into contact with the bed. Shazagogin, a kind of bed or low surface that is used by those who make or sell glass. They would lay out their different glass items on this surface, and there was a rim that went all around the surface, and therefore it's considered to be a container, but obviously it was not designated for a person to support his weight over there. Apart from anything else, it would cause the glass to break. So the Mishnah says that tomeo tomei mace, it can become tomei with the impurity that comes from a dead body, just like a regular kli. And thirdly, vishal sorogin, a bed frame that is used by people who make netting. They would often use this bed frame as a means of making the netting. They would place string or ropes from one side of the bed to the other, and they would make the netting on that bed whilst the ropes were attached to the bed. And once they had intertwined the ropes with each other and made the netting, they would then take it off of the bed frame, and they would have the netting by itself that can be shown in the diagram for this Mishnah. Such a bed is tahor miklum, it cannot become tomei at all, because it's not designated for supporting anybody's weight, and it is also not got any container. In the previous case, that which holds the glass, it has a rim going around it. This bed is just a flat pieces of wood stuck together, and therefore they do not fulfill the criteria to be considered a kli, so it cannot become tomei. Mishnah Tes, Sholosh Mashpeles Hein, there are three kinds of basket-like containers or boxes, Shel Zevel, one whose purpose is to fill it up with manure and to transport the manure across the field. Manure was pretty heavy, which meant that these boxes had to be quite strong, and therefore the boxes were fit to support the weight of a person. And indeed, the workers who were transporting the manure would often sit on these boxes, tumei midras, therefore they can become tomei via the transfer of tumas medras. On the other hand, shel teven, boxes or baskets whose purpose is to transport straw is much lighter, and therefore these baskets are usually much weaker, and they wouldn't be able to support the weight of a person, so they're not considered to be a seat. Tumei or tumei meis, they can only become tomei from an impurity that comes from a dead person or a different source of impurity, but not tumas medras. It can, however, become tomei because it is a container. And thirdly, the hapuchlot shel gemalim, a basket which is very similar to netting. It's essentially a basket made up of netting, and they would place it on top of a camel when a camel is carrying a load. In order that the load not fall, or individual parts of the load not fall down, they would place this basket on top of the load in order to keep it all together. Now, because of the vast proportion of this basket being empty space because of its netting-like structure, it is not considered to be a kli, and therefore tohar miklum, it cannot become tome at all. Mishnah Yud, Sholish mats mehein, there are three kinds of mats. Ha'osu li yeshiva, a mat which is made for the purpose of sitting on. Tome midras can become tome with the transfer of tumas medras. Even if it's made out of a material that the Torah doesn't explicitly mention as being something that can become tome, for example, if it's a reed mat, which is one of the most commonly used materials for making mats, even then it is able to become tome as long as it is designated for the purpose of supporting a person's weight, for him to sit down on the mat. All right, shel tzabo'in, a mat which is used by dyers once they dye the clothes or the material that they are adding the color to, they would spread it out to dry on these mats, and they had small rims going around them. enough to be considered a container and a halachic kli, and because of that, tomei tomei meis, they can become tomei with the impurity from a dead body and other sources of impurity, but not via tumas medras, since they are not designated for the purpose of supporting a person's weight for him to lie down on or to sit down on. Mishal gitais, and those mats which are used in wine presses in order to cover the grapes, tahar miklum, they cannot become tomei at all because they are not a container, they're not designated to support a person's weight, they're just a cover for something, and they are not considered to be a kli that can become tomei. Mishnah Yud Aleph, the actual laws of this Mishnah we have learnt elsewhere, particularly in Perek Chof, the 20th chapter, and over here it's just put into a new structure, the same structure as the rest of the Mishnayos in this Perek. Sholish chamosos u'shloisha turmalin hein. There are three kinds of leather flasks used for holding liquids, and there are three kinds of leather bags used usually by shepherds. Hamakavlin kashir, those which are large enough to hold the amount that was mentioned at the beginning of the 20th chapter, Perek Chof, where the Mishnah said that for a flask to be considered useful and to be used as a proper flask, it has to be able to hold at least 7 kav, that volume, and for a leather bag to be considered useful for its regular purpose, it has to be able to hold a volume of at least 5 kav. If it is that big, so it would be used for its regular purpose, you would put liquids or different items in there, and when you had reached your destination, you would take the items out. When you finished the liquid, the flask would be empty. So it was possible, when it was empty, to use that as a pillow or to lie down on it as well, because it would sometimes be emptied, and therefore, tomei midros, they are able to become tomei via the transfer of tumas medros. V'she'elam kamim kashir, however, if they are too small to hold that amount, that automatically means they usually wouldn't be used in their regular way. Rather, you would end up just filling it up with objects that you want to store, and you would very rarely take those objects out. They would just be stored inside of there, and because they would always be full, so you wouldn't use them to lie down on. And therefore, tomei and tomei meis, they can only become tomei with the impurity that comes from a dead body or other sources of impurity, because it is a kli, it can contain things, but it's no longer used for lying down on or for supporting one's weight or to sit down on it. Usually it would be a question of sitting down on it, not really lying down. So in this case, where people wouldn't sit on it, it cannot become tomei by tumas medras, and the Mishnah ends off, v'shel hadog. If the flask or the bag is made from the leather, from the skin which comes from a fish, or from any creature that lives in the sea, tohar miklun, then it cannot become tomei at all, because anything that grows in the sea, or comes from an animal that lives in the sea, cannot become tomei, like we learnt earlier on in Perek Yud Zayin, the 17th chapter.